is from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant, who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant, who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We just heard Jesus say to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into." The fact is, none of us knows what will be asked of us next. All we can do is respond with who we are now. Limited as that might be, we are made in such a way that inside, always, from within, is a deep down goodness right now that powers who we are. All we ever have is now. We are given the grace absolutely sufficient for now. Does the day or the hour matter? No. The day or the hour doesn't matter because we have all we are given in the present, in the now, that is sufficient. Jesus said to us, "Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is now." A spiritual writer has suggested that if we look at time closely, the only time we ever have is this moment. Life is always now. Our future unfolds in this constant now. It is not vigilance that we have to practice as Jesus' disciples, but a profound awareness of who we are, of whose we are right now. Immaculée Ilibigiza, a Rwandan woman of remarkable courage and faith, tells a story of what can happen when all we know for certain is the truth of now. A crazed Hutu caught Immaculée by the arm, raised his machete, still dripping with the blood of his last victim, over her head. And Immaculée looked in his eyes. In her mind, she said, "Devil, you get out of this man. This is a good man. He has loved. He is loved. He has a mother. He has a family. He is a good man. Devil, you get out. This man is made of goodness. You get out of this man." Seizing this moment was Immaculée's profound belief in the truth that this man is goodness, created in the image and likeness of God. It is as though she said, "Father, forgive him, for he does not know what he is doing." In the moment of the thief's arrival, Immaculée's door is open. There is no need for a break-in. She was never locked down, never closed down. His gripping hand let go of her arm. His other arm lowered the machete. He walked to the side of the road, threw the machete into the ditch, and walked away. The men who had come with him, they walked away as well. Immaculée did not plead for a future. She did not plead for her life. She did not beg God to save her. She was not in a future moment or a past moment. She was in now. Time was suspended by truth when she looked into his eyes and claimed whose he was with her own eyes and her own soul. That arm raised over her head with the blood dripping from his last victim, that arm came down. Immaculée understood. Perhaps without even knowing that all there is now. None of us knows what will be asked of us next. All we can ever do is respond with who we are now. And limited as this may be, it is enough. My grace is enough for you. There is no need for any of us to be locked down. Awareness of whose we are leaves us wide open. The fear of when a thief might arrive has no place to take root when we are too busy in the truth of who we are, too taken in the truth of whose we are, to remember to lock up. maybe the point here in this parable is that there is no appointed time to prepare for. All there is the truth of right now. All there is the truth that the Son of Man arrives. When we are not locked down, there can be no thief, because all we are is open for the arrival of what is true.